Drink and snack makers been under pressure from an activist investor. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. That's the Eakin Piano Trio from their Christmas album from a few years back, I'll Be Home for the Holidays. Walter Kent's I'll Be Home for Christmas, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music and holiday offerings continue on here on a Tuesday afternoon. The Dallas Wind Symphony has something for us for the holidays later. From composer Alfred Reed, we've got Russian Christmas Music, a brass ensemble piece. Then from Tchaikovsky, orchestral dances, waltz and polonaise from the great Eugene Onegin, with the Berlin Philharmonic, all just ahead. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. In our next recording, we've got one of history's great cellists, Mstislav Rostropovich, and music by one of the great cellists of the 18th century. From Luigi Boccherini, Cello Concerto No. 2 in D, Rostropovich plays with Collegium Musicum, conducted by Paul Zacher, on Kansas Public Radio. A cello concerto. Concerto No. 2 in D major by Luigi Boccherini, performed there by the members of Collegium Musicum, led by Paul Zacher and cellist Mstislav Rostropovich, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 12:30. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with us. In just about 15 minutes from now, we'll hear waltz and polonaise dances from the opera Eugene Onegin by Tchaikovsky. That's still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Right now on the KU campus, we have sunny skies, and it's about 52 degrees. Looks like it's a nice afternoon. It'll warm up to about 57, with occasional wind gusts of 30 miles an hour from the southwest. Tonight should be cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-40s. We want to say thanks to one and all who made a gift during KPR's winter quiet drive. We finished up with almost $41,000 pledged by listeners to support KPR's award-winning programming. There's always time for you to join the KPR community of listener members. All you have to do, just visit kansaspublicradio.org and do your part by making a year-end donation today. Thanks again to all of you for your marvelous support of Kansas Public Radio. We have next the Dallas Wind Symphony with some music for the holidays and some music for wind orchestra, first composed in 1944. In that year, U.S. diplomats organized a concert that was aimed at the time, improving Soviet and American relations, and the idea was to premiere new works from both countries. But about only 16 days before this concert was to take place, they realized that the bit of music that they had selected, A Prokofiev March, had already had an American premiere. What they ended up doing was turning to one Alfred Reed, who was a composer with the Army Air Force Band, to, quote, compose something Russian. And the result was a collection of Russian Eastern Orthodox church music for Christmas melodies. We'll hear Russian Christmas music with Jerry Junkin leading the Dallas Wind Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. There's the Dallas Wind Symphony, led by Jerry Junkin. Music from 1944 by Alfred Reed, Russian Christmas music, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 15 minutes to go until the top of the hour, and news from NPR. We've got classics and holiday offerings until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from LMH Health's new Cancer Center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. More information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Well, from Russian Christmas music, we bring you now music from Russian composer work by Tchaikovsky. The Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra is with us for one more performance, two performances actually, of Dances, Waltz, and Polonaise from the opera Eugene Onegin. For you next on Kansas Public Radio. The Berlin Philharmonic and music of Tchaikovsky, Waltz and Polonaise from the opera Eugene Onegin here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News. Stay with us for more wonderful music on the way. The time is 1 p.m. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9. And K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. And we're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. About 52 degrees on the KU campus, a high today of around 57, under sunny skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s, and tomorrow should be sunny with highs in the mid-40s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Wants to be a cancer doctor. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted in this instance by the composer of that piece, American composer Peter Boyer. You've heard of Silver Bells, I'm sure. How about the Silver Fanfare, here on Kansas Public Radio? It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got more classical music for Tuesday afternoon. This 1 p.m. hour will bring us the Seattle Symphony Orchestra in just a little while. And what we'll hear is a beautiful symphony. It's another American symphony. Well, Armenian-American composer Alan Havanas created it, and it was inspired, at least in part, by the composer's childhood memories of Christmas time. We'll listen later to City of Light, the 22nd symphony by Alan Havanas, in just a bit, here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Mammoth, presenting Alison Krauss in Union Station, June 21st at Topeka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. That's Alison Krauss in Union Station at Topeka Performing Arts Center, June 21st. Well, before we get to the Seattle Symphony Orchestra, we have Beethoven to enjoy, and one of the most celebrated of his piano sonatas, written when he was 27 in the year 1798. Piano Sonata Number 8 in C Minor, the Pathetique. On Kansas Public Radio, our pianist is Maurizio Pollini. The Pathetique, or Piano Sonata Number 8 in C Minor, written by Beethoven in 1798, and played today by pianist Maurizio Pollini on Kansas Public Radio. Just a few minutes now before 1:30, half an hour until our next NPR News update, and classics to enjoy till 3 p.m. this afternoon, as well as 7 to 9 this evening with Destiny. Classical music continues then with music by both Schubert and Ravel, who each had a fancy for princesses. We'll hear about that tonight at 7. plus a Christmas cantata, and Malcolm Arnold's Commonwealth Christmas Overture. That should get you into the Christmas spirit. Destiny has music this evening from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir presenting A Festival of Joy, featuring a variety of choral classics, Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page. Next on KPR is a beautiful symphony, one written in 1970 by Armenian-American composer Alan Avanis, the 22nd symphony that he wrote by then, and it's called City of Light. It was commissioned by the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra in 1970, and it was inspired by, among other things, Alan Avanis' childhood memories of Christmas. He described the second movement of this symphony, which is called Angel of Light, as a memory of a childhood Christmas vision. Overall, the effect of this symphony is to bathe us in the glow of a million lights of an imaginary city. Avanis conducts the Seattle Symphony Orchestra for us next on Kansas Public Radio. A symphony composed in 1970 by Alan Avanis, Symphony No. 22, inspired, at least in part, by the composer's childhood memories of Christmas time. City of Light, performed by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra with Avanis himself as conductor, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 2 p.m. NPR News is just around the corner with an update of headlines. We have another symphony for you. Franz Joseph Haydn's Miracle Symphony, the 96th, the Cleveland Orchestra, has that performance in the next hour, an hour that will also bring us members of Collegium Arium and the New York Pops with offerings for the holidays. Hope you can stay with us. We've got much more wonderful music still to come. All things considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, it's 58 degrees with sunny skies and occasional winds from the southwest gusting to 30 miles an hour. This evening should be mostly cloudy, breezy, low temperatures in the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high of 43. You're listening to KPR. Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And there you have the New York Pops, led by Skitch Henderson. The fantastic Christmas Carol medley put together by Irving Berlin on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for the classics and around this time of year, holiday cheer as well. We've got both for you. I'm Jeff Watson, and before the hour is through, a little bit more Christmas music from the Delmonic Quartet. We'll hear as well the Miracle Symphony, Franz Joseph Haydn's 96th, a bit later with the Cleveland Orchestra. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, this evening, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next is the Ensemble Collegium Arium, and the sound of an Italian Christmas of the Baroque time, the Christmas Concerto, Sinfonia Pastorale in D, by Giuseppe Tartini. Next on KPR. Sinfonia Pastorale in D Major, or the Christmas Symphony by composer Giuseppe Tartini, and a performance by members of Collegium Arium on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:22, and in a few minutes, we'll join the Cleveland Orchestra for The Miracle, Franz Josef Haydn's 96th Symphony in D, and a bit more holiday music a bit later with the Delmoni Quartet. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Snowman, concert Wednesday, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details at lead.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we've got violinist Ara Malikainen, pianist Daniel Delpino, together with an adagio for us by composer Zoltan Kodály, here on Kansas Public Radio. Violinist Ara Malikainen and pianist Daniel Delpino, with an adagio from composer Zoltan Kodály, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:30, and at 3 p.m., we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. There'll be more classical music this evening with Destiny, your host, from 7 to 9 tonight. And on the program this evening, music by both Schubert and Ravel, who each had a liking for princesses. We'll hear that about that tonight at 7. We've also got a Christmas cantata and the Commonwealth Christmas Overture by Malcolm Arnold to help get you into the Christmas spirit. Destiny has the classics this evening from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. And just to let you know that if you are out tonight and are looking for something to do, why not check out a performance by the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at the Folly Theater this evening at 7. With music by Bach, the complete Brandenburg Concertos on display. The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center at the Folly Theater tonight, 7 p.m. You can find out all the details at chambermusic.org. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, skies mostly cloudy, breezy, and tonight's low around 36. Tomorrow should be sunny and breezy with a high of 43. We'll have a low of about 30 Wednesday night and temperatures in the low 50s on Thursday. The Cleveland Orchestra and conductor George Zell, they've got our next piece, time for music by Franz Josef Haydn and a famous symphony of his from 1791 called The Miracle Symphony. Because of the story, which has been associated with this symphony for quite a while, a story about how on the eve of its premiere in March of 1791, the audience in its approval rushed the stage. That's why no one was present in the theater when a chandelier happened to crash down on the audience portion of the theater, miraculously harming no one. We've got The Miracle Symphony, Symphony number 96 in D, next on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony number 96 in D major, The Miracle Symphony of Franz Josef Haydn. George Zell and the Cleveland Orchestra with the performance here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:55, just a few minutes to go until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, classical music continues. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9 p.m. This evening, she's got music of both Schubert and Ravel, a Christmas cantata and the Commonwealth Christmas Overture by Malcolm Arnold. Plenty for you tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. with Destiny as music continues on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County and Northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. the Delmoni String Quartet, and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. This is Kansas Public Radio, and we've just about reached the end of another afternoon of classical music and holiday favorites. I'm Jeff Watson. It's a pleasure to be with you as always, and I hope to visit again at noon tomorrow. And in the meantime, do keep it here for All Things Considered from NPR News and, of course, Classics with Destiny this evening from 7 to 9. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Tonight should be mostly cloudy in northeast and east central Kansas, breezy as well, and a low of 36 degrees. Sunny, breezy tomorrow, a high of 43, and for Wednesday night, cloudy, a low of 29. It's 3 o'clock. This is KPR.